So these congenital adrenal hyperplasia questions with the 11, 17, and 21 hydroxylase deficiencies, extremely fucking annoying for everybody involved, okay? Especially from your end as the student to try to remember what you see with each of these conditions. I understand, very annoying, but unfortunately very high yield for the USMLE. It's not my opinion as to what's important or high yield. I'd like to say, oh, don't worry about it, not really going to show up. But across all of the NBME exams, these hydroxylase deficiency questions show up repeatedly. So I'm just going to walk you through the highest yield points you need to know without too much superfluousness. So for starters, this patient you can see has an elevated DHEAS. Right away, we can eliminate 17-hydroxylase deficiency. DHEAS, dihydroepiandrosterone sulfate, that's the adrenal-specific androgen that's produced in the zona reticularis of the adrenal cortex. So when you're answering these questions and you're like immediately like, okay, no fucking idea, you're about to like give up, just remember, DHEAS, that's going to be decreased in 17-hydroxylase deficiency. So if they tell you it's low, you know that's your answer right away. And if they tell you it's increased, you know you're dealing with either an 11 or 21 hydroxylase deficiency. So how do we differentiate 11 from 21? Now, not only are both of these deficiencies going to have an elevated DHEAS, and not only are they both going to have an elevated 17-hydroxy substrates, the question might tell you 17-hydroxyprogesterone or 17-hydroxypregnenolone is increased, okay? So both of those enzyme deficiencies will have those findings. So how do we differentiate? 21 is more severe, it's more upstream. So the blood pressure is going to be low or low normal. Here, they gave you a normal blood pressure. You can even make an argument it's on the lower end. So right away, we know we're dealing with 21-hydroxylase deficiency. That's our answer. 11-hydroxylase deficiency will give us an elevated blood pressure because we can still get mineralocorticoid production. Now, when I say 21 is more severe, it's because we're not getting any mineralocorticoid or glucocorticoid production whatsoever. So we're going to have a high potassium, a low bicarbonate, and we'll also have a low glucose level. That's 21. If you get a question where you see the potassium's elevated, you know right away we're dealing with a 21-hydroxylase deficiency. In 11-hydroxylase deficiency, we'll have an increased blood pressure, but we also will not have the hyperkalemia. The potassium can be normal or low because we're still getting mineralocorticoid production, albeit it's not aldosterone. And then our glucose is not going to be low because we can still get the cortisol precursor, glucocorticoid. So it's only 21 for these questions, 21-hydroxylase deficiency, that's going to present with an elevated potassium, a low bicarb, and a low glucose. And low blood pressure, whereas 11 hydroxylase deficiency, we will not have an elevated potassium. We will not have a decreased bicarb. We will not have a decreased glucose. And then our blood pressure is up because, once again, both of these conditions, 11 and 21 deficiencies, will have an elevated DHEAS and they're going to have an elevated 17 hydroxy substrates. So that's it in terms of differentiating these. 17 hydroxylase deficiency, as I mentioned before, DHEAS will be down, not up. And then we will not have the presence of 17 hydroxy substrates because you need that enzyme to make the to make 17 hydroxyprogesterone from progesterone or 17 hydroxypregnenolone from pregnenolone. We would have an increased aldosterone in 17 hydroxy deficiency, which means we'd have a low potassium, a high bicarb, okay? And then ACTH and desmolase are just distractors here. ACTH will stimulate the adrenal cortex somewhat diffusely, mostly with an emphasis on cortisol. And then desmolase is just our starting point for converting membrane cholesterol slash lipids into pregnenolone, okay? So that's it for this question. Okay, once again, could give a 90-minute oral presentation. I've done other questions on this topic if you go back through the previous questions here in the audio cue bank. So each question kind of has a different touch with some different talking points. Okay, that's it.